Ladies and gentlemen, we are in beautiful Allentown, Pennsylvania, with Brian from A Wilhelm Scream. I'm joined also by Josh the Radio Pirate.
Hello. So, Brian, I know it's early on tour, but how are things going so far?
Pretty good. We did about a month of touring in Europe, and then we had a week off, and now we started these dates with Less Than Jake, and we didn't really get a chance to practice before this tour, we're slowly getting back into the flow of things. Last night was a hell of a lot better than the first night. Okay. Yes.
So tonight's going to be better than last night.
I would hope so.
So is this your first time in Allentown, or...?
I think it is. I'm not sure. I feel like we played here before, but not this venue. But it might have been some other town in Pennsylvania that looks kind of like Allentown.
They all look the same.
This isn't
a really great place either.
I've heard weird stories about this place and this venue and how they're not nice sometimes. But hopefully tonight will be a different case. It's a ska show. I mean, really.
Yeah,
it should be nice. Yeah, right? Yeah. So, Less Than Jake celebrating their huge milestone 20-year anniversary. See Wilhelm Scream getting to that point one day?
We're almost there in terms of Nick, Trevor, and Nuno. Yeah. We're over a decade with those three have been together. I've been in the band 6 years, probably. And, we'll probably be all back here in beautiful Allentown, Pennsylvania, having the same conversation, and that doesn't upset me at all.
All right. So when you go out on tour, do you all agree on a set list ahead of time and stick to it through the entire tour, or do you switch it up all the time?
I write out all the set lists every bloody night. We change it around sometimes. You know, if one song one night feels like it goes over, as Nuno would say, a fart in church, then that song is not going to be played the next night. So we stick to the main sort of, you know, the hits, quote unquote. We don't have radio hits, but just the hits to us. Okay, well, there we go. We'll swap them around and stuff like that just to see what feels good. And sometimes if we have a really good set, we'll keep it for a few days until something goes wrong, and then we'll change it again.
Can we get a little preview of tonight's set? What album's being played the most? You don't have to tell us what
album's gonna be played. Yeah, can you just sing it?
I can't. I can't sing yet. It's too early to sing the devil's music. I don't know. I try to keep it pretty even. Probably especially Ruiner and Career Suicide. But, one song or one or two songs off the last EP, one new song off the next record, and then, and some new print. There's some new print there. So, yeah.
All right. So last time we saw you was in Lancaster, opening for Fall of Troy at the venue he was talking about.
Yeah.
And Nick from the Swellers was actually filling in on guitar, and that was the first time I had heard of the Swellers.
Yeah.
So now that you have Mike as a guitarist in the lineup solid again, what do you think Mike brings to the table?
A lot of ugliness.
Oh, okay.
No, Mike is the most talented musician I've ever been on stage with in terms of guitar playing. He is... both Trevor and Mike are great in their own respects. Trevor's like a Jay Maskus, like Bob Mould, like type guitar player. And then we have Mike, who is Eddie Van Halen, essentially. He is a big nerd. He does stupid things, stupid good things. And he's also an extremely positive and happy person. And it's good that I'd known Mike a long time before he joined Wilhelm, and even before I was in Wilhelm. And it's good to have somebody who, you know, we brought in and immediately meshed with the other guys in the band. I mean, he's just genuinely not an asshole. That's the best thing I can say about him.
All right. Going from recording in the Blasting Room with Bill Stevenson and company, back to the band's roots of recording themselves, do you find that you guys are applying things that you've learned from working with the masters in your own practice with the recording?
Definitely. Mainly because, we don't have the money or the size of a studio to sound exactly like the Blasting Room, but Trevor and Mike are the two, you know, main guys in charge there, and they look at, you know, gear used for other records that have come out of there, but they try to match the sound of the Blasting Room. So
So what kind of vibe does the new album have? Is it a little of everything kind of like Ruiner was? Or is every song, you know, really fast, really loud, like Career Suicide?
It's a little of both. One of the things that I took away from, you know, finishing the record was there's a lot more... We do the you know, the guitar shredding and, like, the crazy stuff, but Trevor really got in some solid, like, hooks, like, for choruses and stuff like that. It's, like, there's a lot of memorable lines in it and a lot of stuff that we'll hopefully have people singing along because it's memorable.
So is there a record label that's going to be, that you have in works that's going to be putting out the new record, and when will it be put out? If you know.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it because we're still negotiating right now. But we'll announce it pretty soon, though. We just got to know that it's fully going out with that. Like, we're going with that.
If that goes well with the people you can't mention, is there a time frame on that, though?
Spring. Early spring, hopefully.
Great. So I'm a big collector of vinyl, and Ruiner, was that ever pressed?
Yes, it was.
I thought so. It's really hard.
It is really hard to find. And we always, I think we only had it when we went over to Europe, and we only did, like, a pressing of, like, 100 of it. So, and it went. Like, it just went. Yeah. Like, I think we had it for, like, 4 shows, and then it just was gone. And we never repressed it. I don't know why.
Well, my question. I was, will it ever be repressed? I think it would sell really well.
So. I think it would, too. I mean, that's something that we really got to look into next year. I mean, like the new record will come out, and we'll be doing... Well, we'll sort of be touring on it, but not as much as we've toured on the last records, though, because we have our singer Nuno has a baby on the way, so that's going to kind of change things for the way our band tours. Instead of doing, you know, 2.5 months, you know, between in North America, we'll probably just be doing, you know, 2 weeks at a time, or like a month at a time, at most at a time. So, because we're getting old. We're grown men now with having children and credit cards and, you know, like cell phones and shit. It's crazy.
Modern age.
Yeah, no, we're growing up a little late, but, you know.
By the way, I picked up the new pressing of Career Suicide.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds phenomenal.
Oh, so, awesome.
Yeah, I'm
awesome.
Hoping that Ruiner gets that treatment as
I
well.
I hope it does, too.
So, given a choice, would you rather play live or write new music and studio practice kind of stuff?
Me personally, I'd rather play live, but you get some different answers from some of our members, like Mike and Trevor. Probably. Well, yeah, Trevor loves writing songs. Like that's what he's best at. You know, and Mike is a giant studio nerd now, so that's. But me personally, I just love playing shows. I always have, so, and I always will. Yeah.
All right, now allegedly there's a version of the band where Trevor sings and called Guys Downstairs.
Yes.
Does that really sound different musically, and will there be any more of that in the future?
Probably there'll be more. It's just us joking around, though. It's just our little joke band, like, that, like, kind of like if you fast-forwarded 40 years in the future and we all just got back together and made a jam band. That's what the Guys Downstairs is, essentially. It's just our stupid, like, joke songs. Yeah.
All right. Now, so I saw a feature in Alternative Press where it was revealed that you were previously in a band with Silverstein's Shane Told.
Yes, I was.
All right. Well, they come here all the time, and we've tried to get interviews, and I was thinking, if we get to talk to Shane, we're going to have him, if he keeps in touch with you, to get Wilhelm Scream back here. But it turns out we didn't need to do that.
Yeah, screw him.
Yeah. Cut out the middleman. You guys keep in touch?
Yeah, I saw him maybe 2 weeks ago. We finished our European tour, and the guys flew back to Boston. I flew straight home to Toronto and did 2 shows with my old band, The Full Blast. And the second night that we played with just a bunch of old Canadian bands like Grade, Belvedere, Monine. So, Shane was there, and he actually, it was funny, he came up to me, and he's like, you'll never believe what I have for you. I'm just like, what? And he hands me an envelope, and I got a $170 check for Jerk Circus royalties, my old band with him. I'm just like, yeah, all right, $170, 16 years in the making. So, I keep up with Shane all the time. He's one of my best friends on the planet, and, you know, I will, you know, hopefully speak at his funeral, you know, or vice versa, probably vice versa. But, Shane's a great guy, and I love him to death, and, we try to keep up, but I only usually get to see him at Christmas, so, because that's when we're both home, and I actually don't even live in Ontario anymore, so I probably won't see him this Christmas, but I'll find him. I'll find him somewhere at a Screamo show or something.
All right, now, in reference to the music video, I Wipe My Ass with Showbiz, mm-hmm. Have you ever met any Rutherford Woodcocks, a.k.a. Swoops?
Like, people like that?
Yeah.
Like, trying to change the music and stuff like that?
Things like that.
I've met people like that, but never in conjunction with anything Wilhelm Scream-Stein, because we would never even involve ourselves with somebody like that. We just, you know, no one's going to tell us how to write a song. We know how to write songs. Mm-hmm. We've proved that, you know. We can write songs. So, and anyone who would ever try to, organize one of our songs, I'm sure Trevor Riley would be like, fuck you, dude. Like, seriously, fuck you. So, yeah.
Okay. I think we should ask the next one. It's more of a JJ.
I guess so. All right. Now, since the band at least seems to like Propagandhi so much, have you ever shared the stage with them?
No, we haven't. I think a while back we got an offer to do, like, 4 days in Canada with them, but it was, like, last minute, and we would have to drive from New Bedford all the way up to Winnipeg to start in, like, 3 days, and we're just like, ah. But they're playing the same day as us at the fest this year. Like, they're the closing band on the Sunday. So that will be the first time we've ever shared the stage with them, yeah.
Okay. Huh. Now, did you hear the new album yet?
I've only heard the first two songs.
I think it picks up around the fifth track. Well, yeah. We both think of it, so yeah, stick with it.
It gets exciting, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have to. I've been so far behind on new music and stuff like that, and especially, like, usually I'm right on top of getting the new Propagandhi CD, but, yeah, no, I will sit down with big headphones and listen to it as soon as I can.
That kind of segues to my next question. I do the new music show at the radio station, mm-hmm. So I'm always playing whatever's coming out. Is there anything, since you said you're kind of losing touch with what's coming out, is there anything you'd like to point out for the listeners that they should check out, a band maybe you toured with, or something that recently came out that really sparked your interest?
Well, we just played with Touche Amore.
I've never seen them.
Oh, really? Oh, they're phenomenal. Great. They are great. They're a rad band. And who else? Like, it was cool the last tour we did. We ran into just so many bands, like, here and there, like, our last show was just randomly with the Flatliners and Polar Bear Club. So, like,
great.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything new. I mean, I watched, like, we did Reading and Leeds in England, and I watched, Every Time I Die play. We watched The Cure play. Check out The Cure if you haven't heard them before. They're really good.
These kids, they might have potential.
Yeah, I think they're going somewhere. I did watch a band from England called The Subways play. Have you guys ever heard
the
Subways?
I've heard the name.
Like a three-piece British band, like awesome, just awesome band. They have a CD called All or Nothing, and I think that's what it's called. It's really, really good. The bass tone sounds great, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, that's all I got.
This is how I always end the interviews.
Okay.
Stuck on a desert island, one album the rest of your life, what is it?
Think about it.
Yeah.
Rush's Moving Pictures.
Ooh.
I saw the
Yeah, that was a drunken night. In Ottawa. I got drunk and got a Rush tattoo. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
That's fine.
I'm a huge Rush fan. Well, especially like a huge Geddy Lee fan, because I gotta rip off somebody, right?
I was just thinking as I was putting some of these questions, if we talk to Brian, being Canadian, he has to like Rush and the bass playing. Come on.
Yes, of course. He's the greatest. He's the Wayne Gretzky of bass playing, essentially. If I could put it any more Canadian. Geddy Lee is the Wayne Gretzky of bass playing.
While eating poutine and Canadian bacon and at a Tim Hortons.
At a Tim Hortons with a large double-double and, you know, some Timbits.
So that's it for the interview. Thank you for interviewing with us, and I'm really excited to see you again. So,
this
will be my third Wilhelm.
I'm stoked. I really hope I don't have hepatitis from shaking that guy's hand.
One last thing. Can we just get the station ID?